Hello everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juiced form. Now off to our host, George Drage.
Today we got a bunch of people on our panel today. We got Aaron from Daily Free Roll Podcast.
Hello!
And
from
we
across
have,
the pond.
And we have Billy Heim.
Hi. Kind of depressed right now.
All right. We got a couple
All
topics.
All right. Don't kill yourself on the show. All right.
We got a couple topics today on from Apple. And first topic, we're starting off with Adobe. Adobe, they last Monday, they released... they announced, actually... a visual website creation tool, Go Live, has been discontinued. The company ceased development and sales of Go Live effective Monday, April 28th, 2008.
Oh, thank God, man. In my humble opinion, you only used... Well, actually, I should preface this with a story. The only person I've ever met professionally that used Adobe Go Live claimed that she was a web designer, webmaster, and basically, we have a saying in the UK... couldn't tell your ass from your elbow.
Me?
Basically, she didn't. I don't know, man. I hate that product. I think it's like web design for babies. If you want to learn how to do proper web design, they don't need it anyway because it competes with another product they bought from Macromedia called Dreamweaver, right?
Yeah, it does. Actually, I actually have Go Live because I'm not able to afford CS3. So.
Mm-hmm. Well then, now you. Congratulations on your recent purchase of an antique.
Well, actually, I didn't actually purchase it either. My uncle gave it to me.
Ah, so you don't own it.
but I had CS3
uh-huh,
for a
mm-hmm.
while.
Listen to him live, backtracking on the show.
I had CS3 for a while. Billy, you have anything to say?
No, I'm depressed.
All right, let's move on to our next topic of the week. iTunes Store may capture 1/4 of the worldwide music by 2012.
That's inevitable, really. As long, well, mind you, I think Amazon's probably going to capture the other 2/3. Personally, they've already announced that they're going to, you know, their MP3 store, whatever they call it, is taking off in the US. They've announced that they're coming over to Europe and the UK by the end of the year. I think planning in November, I heard. So, I mean. It's pretty much said that the CD's dead. Yeah, I mean, when was the last time you fellas bought any CDs, physical CDs?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, coincidentally, the iTunes Music Store is 5 years old. I wonder if those two things have anything in common.
Yeah.
No. No. Don't copy
seriously,
me, Joel.
You walk into a record store... And they still got the CD aisles and stuff, but they're deserted. All the action's up with the games and the DVD.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. In fact, in the UK, they have this massive chain called, well, they have Virgin Megastores, but they renamed them in the UK to something else that I can't remember. But they've, in some stores, they've started to move the CDs to the back of the store and bring the DVDs and the games consoles to the front. So, in terms of retail, that tells you that they're giving up on that medium.
Oh, really? They should, because they're losing money with it, aren't they?
Well, I don't know how you can justify paying over, £7.99 in the UK for a CD, and now sometimes it even downloads a PDF booklet and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen those.
So what's that in the US? Is it $9.99 for like an entire album, or?
On the iTunes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's around $9, $13.
I see. Once that pricing hits that level, and people start buying it, and obviously they have because they've sold millions and billions of songs, why would you ever buy a CD?
I don't know.
Hey Billy, you bought your mother an iPod, didn't you? Oops.
Yep. Well, she's yeah. Is this? Not, I did.
When's Mother's Day?
In 7 days, in a week.
Oh, so she won't hear this show, but so do you reckon your mum's going to give up on CDs now that you bought her an iPod?
She doesn't even listen to CDs.
Yeah,
I just
sorry.
have a feeling she'll use, she's been upset because I bought like two things offline yesterday and spent basically my whole paycheck. I bought GTA 4 and a mic stand or a shotgun for my new mic, and I have basically $20 left for 2 weeks. Not really gonna last me.
Ouch.
So, yeah. And she's wondering where it's all gone. Well, just went to that $80 iPod I just bought her.
There you go.
So I'm gonna tell her. Yeah.
Did you guys hear? Apple updates the iMac with a fast processor and graphic options.
Did we hear about it?
Well, I know you guys heard about it, but what do you guys think about it?
I think I'm very lucky because both Billy and myself very almost bought it, and then kind of snapped out of it and went, "What the hell are we doing?"
Yeah, Billy, I know you were thinking about buying one.
Yeah, I think I'll save up. I'm just gonna keep my money for that 3G iPhone.
See, I've gone and messed with his head.
Yeah, basically.
It is terrified. I mean, right now I've got this whole project going with the Mac Mini wanting to hook it up to my TV by the end of May because my birthday is coming up. But you got WWDC coming down the pike on June 9th to June 13th, I think it is, or 12th. So you and Steve will take the stage at WWDC like he always does, and they might do some product announcements, namely the new iPhone. And always makes me a bit nervous to go and buy any Mac hardware the week or weeks before that big announcement, because you just know you're going to get done.
Right.
What do you think, George? What do you think about the new iMacs?
You know, I have an iMac. I bought them when the first month I heard they came out. I was like, all right, my home computer crashed like a week before, and I was like, all right, time to get a new computer. And my dad was like, oh, we're switching to Macs. Actually, he did have a Mac for work, but so yeah, the updates that they updated right here off of Macworld, they're saying they updated the 20-inch $1,199 with a 2.4 gigahertz Intel Core 2 Duo processor, 1 gig of RAM, 256 gigabyte hard drive. The next step up from that one is the 1500, which is a 20-inch also, and it's a 2.66 gigahertz processor, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and 320 gigabyte hard drive. And pretty much the also the next one, which is a 24-inch, it's $1,800, and it's a 2.8 gigahertz, 2 gigs of RAM, and 320 gigs of hard drive. And then they offer Apple offers a special built-to-order 2200 24-inch model, and it comes with a 3.06 gigahertz Core 2 Duo chip with a 500 gigabyte hard drive. And another topic we have today is about the iTunes Store. Again, is the iTunes Store 5 years and $2,315.60 later.
How much of that went on bandwidth?
What does that mean, 2,000? What is that? Is that the cost that it took to put up the iTunes Store?
I guess so, yeah.
God,
you guess so? Did you read the story or not? You guess so.
No, it was actually when they announced this with it was the 5th anniversary of the Apple Store, which was April 28th. The music video podcast, iPod game, iPod Touch software Emporion launched by April on April 28th, 2003, to mark the occasion. I thought I'd take a gander to purchase history and use the note of a handful personal landmark. And so this guy actually, I think this guy, whoever posted this, I think it was Christopher Breen from Macworld, posted this, and that's how much he spent over the 5 year period in iTunes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't think I spent quite that much, but I spent multiple hundreds of pounds in the last four. Hang on. I've had an iPod since. When was my first iPod? When did the first Shuffle come out?
Let's see.
No idea, dude.
Whenever that, I'm not that old, Billy. Thank you very much. Whenever that came out, that was my first. When I had a 512 first gen shuffle, quickly followed by a 4 gig. I think that was. I had a 4 gig nano, and then same I went here. Straight to the. Oh yeah, and then I had to. Oh, this is funny. 4 gig nano first. 1 gig shuffle, which I had for 3 days, and then I lost. And I went for the iPhone.
So you've had, like, basically two real iPods in your life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I would buy an iPod now, but I got the phone.
Yeah, I like the iPod Nano. I was, I actually started out with the iPod 4 gig, right? And I went from there,
Which one? The original iPod 4
gig? Yeah, the original iPod, no, actually the original iPod Nano 4 gig.
Yeah, same here.
And then I went from there, I went to an iPod Video, 30 gigs. I still have that. And then I went out and bought the iPhone.
iPhone.
All right, moving on here. We have Apple store retail employees getting new shirts, slogans, impatient attitude. Did you hear about that, guys?
Say that again?
That the Apple store employees are getting new shirts and slogans.
Who cares? That's what the shirts have slogans on them saying, impatient attitude.
Yeah, I think so.
3G iPhone, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's for the appearance of the 3G iPhone. It says, the picture here says, just because I know how to run a stack trace doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with you. Right? Okay. Didn't sound right there, but...
No, that's not got anything to do with it. I think that's probably just some in-store joke. Sounds like a Jinx t-shirt to me.
Yeah. All right.
It's not an Apple thing. There's no way they'd write something like that on a t-shirt. All right.
I know you guys aren't from Canada, but we know a lot of people from Canada. It says Rogers is bringing the iPhone to Canada.
About freaking time. Well, it's hardly going to be anybody else. Do you even have another cell carrier up there?
Rogers is the only one.
Yeah, it's the most famous one. Actually, when I...
How is that not illegal? How is that not monopolistic?
I don't know. But
I don't know what that is. I mean, they must have another. Do you not have, like, I don't know, Bell or something like that? Do you not have T-Mobile up there or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
You don't know? He doesn't live there.
I don't live there.
Oh, sorry, you sounded Canadian. I don't know. I thought you were Canadian, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He does sound kind of Canadian. I mean, like, Billy sounds American. And that's good. Billy sounds like Bush.
Jesus Christ. Don't take me down that low.
It's actually been a while. The iPhone has almost been a year, and it's not even out in Canada.
Oh well, yeah, it's been out 6 months. It's been out in the UK 6 months next week.
Wow! It says right here, Apple is rumored to introduce the next generation 3G iPhone around June. And that's when they're supposed to be getting their 2.5 Edge iPhone, I guess.
Okay.
Hang on. We've already... Oh, what you mean Canada's going to be getting the Edge iPhone?
Yeah.
Listen, the rest of the world will probably get the new iPhone, and like the ugly-headed stepchild that you are, you're going to get the... not you, personally.
I don't think it's true at all, because Apple doesn't want anybody to be behind.
Yeah.
Of course, oh, yeah. It depends. I mean, I'm scared that they're going to do exactly what they did again. They're going to give you guys, you Yankees, all of the 3G iPhones at the beginning, and then we'll be told we have to wait until December.
Should have lived in the US and not the UK. You should have told your mom, I want to be born in the US.
I'm quite happy where I am. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, I can proudly say that I've been pretty much all over this country, and I bet you haven't been. I bet you've only been to two or three different states.
Are you serious? I've been to like 12 or 13.
See? And how many are there?
50.
Well, then get your ass in gear.
I actually think this next topic is a great idea. It's iPhone data plans for now deaf now available for $40 a month.
Cool. For deaf people? What do you pay normally?
People. We pay $60. I pay actually $60-$70.
I don't even pay. I pay like 35
for your iPhone.
Well, I don't pay it. My mom does this.
I don't even. That's funny,
Billy. What do you get for your $35?
I get the phone and I get unlimited. Oh, sorry. Nah, I guess it'd be 55 because I have unlimited texting and unlimited data.
$35. How is that?
I said 55.
I'm over here in Florida, and I'm paying what, 60 already. I get 500 some minutes. I get 200 text and unlimited email, internet, everything like that. And I'm paying what, $60? You have to pay.
Which is funny because my phone's registered in Florida. What's your area code?
407.
Yeah, me too.
Why is that?
Oh, I just got it registered there when I was there.
What? So you have a 407
because I'm
code.
Cool. Because I'm cool. Okay.
Did you buy the iPhone?
No, I popped out the SIM card. No, I bought a phone when I was down there like 3 years ago.
Oh, and you transferred the AT&T thing.
Yeah, just popped out the card.
Huh,
it's because I'm a G George.
It's funny because in the UK, you can, from all I can tell, you can tell if somebody's got an iPhone by their phone number because they're the first five digits.
Huh.
Right.
It's like in the UK, 07515. Seems to be an iPhone. Because, you know, Stu, Chris, and I all have phone numbers starting with 07515 something, something, something. We've all got iPhones. And a few other people that have bought the iPhones months after me, they all start with 07515.
All right. And their plan for the deaf people is $40 a month. I think that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. How's it going with the AT&T Wi-Fi thing? I've seen some guys on Twitter finding AT&T.
Oh, it's off. It's disabled. I actually wrote a blog post about that. It's hopefully it's going to be on a Mac Focus magazine weekly.
How do you mean? I'm confused. What?
They turned it on and turned it off.
I was going to talk. I'm going to talk about that later during the show.
Wait. Okay.
Okay.
That's a segment. Actually, that's a good transition. Let's move to that.
Not now, but sure. Yeah. Let's move to that now. We'll talk about this later. All right.
My God, it's like being on a podcast with a schizophrenic brother.
I know.
Let's do it. Okay.
Something shiny.
last Wednesday, Apple, or actually not Apple. I don't know who it was. AT&T.
Yeah, Apple offered free Wi-Fi.
AT&T was providing the free Wi-Fi access to iPhone users. And a couple of readers found that out. All you had to do was go to an AT&T, Barnes & Nobles, or Starbucks, and then the homepage of your iPhone, it would take you to like it says AT&T, it says get now connected, and then free AT&T Wi-Fi for the iPhone. And then you would just type in your mobile number, and then you would get free Wi-Fi.
It's exactly the same over here, and it took me months to get it working because I couldn't. I thought you'd just go to a hot. I didn't realize you'd had. It's not very well publicized in the UK that you had to go to an O2 store first.
Yeah. And
so I did it on Friday. After having my iPhone nearly 6 months, I went to my local O2 play where I bought the phone, and I stood outside and I was like, oh, it works. This little screen pops up, says put in your phone number, and providing you don't restore the phone, I'm presuming you won't have to do it again. And it's everywhere, the cloud. So I reckon there's some hotspots that you can't even see in the list.
Yeah.
Because so I'm walking around places that I didn't know had access to this Wi-Fi network, and it's pretty fast, man.
There are 71,000 hotspots, and they can be found all on AT&T's website. They're like Starbucks, Barnes & Nobles, airports, McDonald's.
It should be really hard to find any of them in the U.S.
Yeah. And then recently on Saturday, this actually Saturday, I got this actually today because I was gone this weekend. Saturday. On Wednesday, it's saying that on Wednesday they talked about it, and no official announcement had been made from AT&T representatives, and many of the users reporting that they tried it, the free iPhone access, they had has removed, and the users are unable to log in with their phone numbers. This appears to be true at the locations that were verified over the free Wi-Fi access just days ago.
Okay.
So it's actually disabled for now, just for now, but...
I don't understand. What's the point? I mean, if you're going to do it, yeah? I mean, in contrast, when they announced the iPhone with the CEO of O2 over here, they kind of slipped that in. That wasn't something that they were ready to... I mean, nobody really saw that one coming. But mainly because a lot of Europe and almost the entire 3G metropolitan area of the UK was covered in 3G, and Edge is kind of, you know, crap over here.
Yeah.
Can't find, you know. So I think that's why they did it in the UK, and people weren't expecting it. And I'm just finding them everywhere. Like I said, I mean, I was walking down my high street the other day, which is just, you know, a couple of minutes away from my house, and I'm picking up the cloud all the way. And I was like, man, if I had Skype on my iPhone, that would be awesome.
Another great topic about the iPhone. AT&T's 3G iPhone is $199 this summer. Have you heard about that, guys?
Well, it's not. It might be.
Oh, they're probably... No, they might... What was the original price for the...
$600.
$600.
It won't be $199. It'll be $299. Yeah, Aaron? They won't make it. Sorry?
It's on. We'll see. I bet it might...
They won't make a 3G iPhone for $199. It'd be like the same price as the iPod Classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got to make it at least the same price as the Touch.
It's saying right here. According to the Fortune's...
From who?
From Gizmodo.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's a rumor that it's a $200 bonus will be available in AT&T stores, not in Apple stores. So people buying and exporting or using the T-Mobile will be paying a higher price. Current first-gen iPhones user probably won't get this $200 subsidy when upgrading either, unless perhaps you renew with another 2 years. If you're buying straight from Apple, it seems like the price will still be $399 and $499 for 8 and 16 gigabyte models. Yeah, it's just saying that it's going to be $200 off, where I don't understand that.
Whatever. I don't particularly care what price the new iPhone comes out at. This time, I've decided I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I am. Because I've already got an iPhone.
Aaron, listen to me. I'm your father. You're not going to wait. I know you enough to say that. Here, let me reenact Aaron 3 days before the iPhone comes out. I'm not going to buy that piece of crap.
I didn't say piece of crap.
I got to go get mine.
I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to spend that amount of money. And I wasn't at the time. Okay. I still didn't. I bought it on credit.
Right. Fortune.com writer Zach Mortz, he claims that AT&T is preparing to subsidize $200 of the cost of the iPhone, bringing the price down to $199 for customers who sign a two-year contract, the source says. Apple is expected to have two versions of the new iPhone, an 8-gigabyte memory and a 16-gigabyte memory model, with the price tags widely expected to be $399 and $499.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to be true or not, but I hope it is, because then I will be able to afford it.
So, I mean, but what part of you, I mean, if we all know it's coming, then why don't you start saving now?
I am.
I know it's coming. I just don't have cash.
Yeah, Mr. I've got $20 left in my bank.
Well, another reason that I ran out of money is because I have a special account for the iPhone or Mac.
Right,
and I have $40, $50 on that.
Right. I don't have
that. And with that account, I'm not allowed to take out any money only once a year. So I can't take that $40 pack.
You really are copying me, aren't you? That's exactly what I do for my Mac a Year project. I don't particularly care what cost the iPhone is. I want to see it working. And this time, I tell you why I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for specific blogs. I'm going to wait for PC Mag. I'm going to wait for anybody at Twit. And I'm going to wait for probably Andy from the Chicago Sun-Times to review it, because I'm worried about a couple of things. I'm worried about the actual battery life. I'm worried about the antenna for the 3G, because it makes a difference as to, you know, you could be standing in what could be a really good spot, but you could get crap speeds.
Yeah.
And I want to wait for also, if they're going to change the look, I want to wait for that. And plus, if they're going to release the 3G iPhone, but at the same time release the 2.0 software update to the existing customers, and I can get my third-party apps, I don't really use Edge that much, because I'm covered in Wi-Fi anywhere I go, at work, at home, and now with the cloud, which is the same as the AT&T deal in Europe. Hmm. I would only be getting the iPhone for the for the 3G. Also, for me, they'd need to do something with the camera. I don't quite know what they'd need to do with it, but I would like to see them do something with video, kind of.
You know that, George, I've been shooting video with my iPhone so much. Ever since I got that video app, I've been...
You hacked that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's hacked, but, I mean, girlfriend got her belly pierced, videoed it. Guys, last day of school, or last day of work today, I videoed him clocking out. It was very sad.
Cool.
So you recorded, you like record, did you buy the $20?
No, game? I did in 30 second chunks.
All right, we have one little thing and two more other things. Apple adds Apple adds Java.
That'd be three little things.
All right. So Apple adds a Java SE 6 to the Leopard.
To the Leopard?
Two leopards.
I'd love to see some Apple engineers stalking a great big leopard in the out, you know, in the wild, and like
take the Java leopard.
Take coffee and feed it.
I actually, this update I think was the update I needed to install Woopra, which is a site that actually does your stats. And right now it's in beta, and I only got three of my sites already are being controlled with the stats.
How do you mean stats?
Like how many page views or how many people click on your site? I actually should put a
So you're doing this for vanity purposes, basically.
Yeah, I'm actually mm-hmm. gonna I'll take a picture of what they look like and put it up on the thing.
I'm checking for new software updates, and I'm wondering why Java isn't showing up in my list.
You have to download it from the website, though.
Oh really? Oh. I got it manually. I mean, I got it automatically.
I didn't.
I had to download. All right. Our last piece of news is iPhone movies released the same day as DVD DVD okay. release.
Not iPhone movies. It's just movies.
iTunes movies.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry about that. But
I could care less, basically, because it's got nothing to do with my country.
I don't even buy movies even on iTunes too. They're just.
I actually buy them off my Xbox.
I like to have a hard copy of them, so I just.
I have a hard copy. It's called a hard drive.
Yeah, I actually do too. Ranging from $9.99 to $14.99, they're going to be coming out on the same date. A lot of studios, 20th Century Fox, Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, Paramount, all those different studios.
So basically all of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I bet you Pixar already did it too.
Well, they would do if Disney are on. They'd have to, because Jobs have a controlling interest in the share thing. He does, doesn't he? He owns a controlling interest, and he's on the board of Disney and Pixar.
Yeah, right.
So basically, they'd be like, can you imagine that? No, we're not doing your okay. I'll just dump this stock, and then you'd be worth nothing.
All right, Billy, where can we find you at?
BillyHunt.tv.
And you?
I haven't got a name.
Got a name.
God.
Aaron, where can we find you, Aaron?
DailyFreewarePodcast.com, although not next week because we're taking a week off.
All right, that's nice. And I'm George Drage. You can find this podcast at applejuiceshow.com or go to George. Apple Juice Show. Yeah, applejuiceshow.com. And I'm George Drage from georgedrage.com. Also, a little quick announcement. One of my friends, Daniel Brzezalowski from the Apple Universe podcast.com, is actually starting a new startup. It's called Teens in Tech. They're going to be. It's an excellent tool for the networks of teen bloggers, podcasters, and video streamers. That's what we're currently working on. If you'd like to join or know more information, you can please email them at pr@teensintech.com, and we'll get back to you soon. And I'm looking forward to working with the Teens in Tech people. Their site is not up yet. It'll be up in 11 days, 20 hours, 58 minutes, and 12 seconds from now. And it's teensintech.com. We will see you later. This is George with the Apple Juice Show.